reminder that you indeed are listening to WJRH.org. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Shock Me Like an Electric Needle, featuring me, your host, DJ Roomba. You visit us online at WJRH.org. Tonight we have an international show. We were going to have, of course, one of DJ Roomba's famous themeless shows, but in fact, upon making the show, I realized I had no American artists, and I stuck with that for the entirety of the show. So we're going to begin with a track from the Tame Impala and their 2012 album Lonerism. We're going to go with the track Keep On Lying. Enjoy. And in keeping with DJ Roomba tradition, I forgot to press the button hard enough. Here, I hope, is Keep On Lying. Enjoy. We'll be right back. There we had Keep On Lying from Tame Impala, beginning our little bit of an international trip with the Australian group Tame Impala. Now, moving on, we're going to go to a track I found, about 45 minutes ago. It is, in fact, this is going to be difficult. Moro do Baraco Chamagua from Brazilian artist Lemos e Debetio. And I did not pronounce any of those correctly. They have no artist imagery on Spotify. They have one song on Spotify, but I happen to think it's a pretty good one. Let's give a listen. Let's see what year this is from. I have no idea. Mr. Bongo Record Club, Volume 1. It's a compilation album. I don't know. Let's see. Hope you enjoy.
Eu quero o morro do barraco sem água, eu. Só pra sentir no cangote da nego suor. Só pra sentir no cangote da nego suor. Eu quero o morro do barraco sem água, eu. Eu quero o morro do barraco sem água, eu. Só pra sentir no cangote da nego suor. Só pra sentir no cangote da nego suor. Chegar no barraco de tábua encontrar
a minha nega.
Vou buscar água na bica pra ela esquentar
a minha nega.
Pego o tamanco e o short que eu vou me lavar
a minha nega.
Vem minha nega depressa trazer meu jantar pra depois me beijar.
Hey!
Eu quero o morro do barraco sem água, eu. Eu quero o morro do barraco sem água, eu. Só pra sentir no cangote da nego suor. Pra sentir no cangote da neve suor. Eu quero o morro do barraco sem água, eu. Eu quero o morro do barraco sem água, eu. Só pra sentir no cangote da neve suor. Só pra sentir no cangote da neve suor. No barraquinho sem água a gente vive a amar. Mas o neguinho bonito já tá pra chegar.
Alright, there we had, let me try this one again. Moro do Baraco Chamagua. Alright, is there anything about this online? No. Nope. I tried earlier. Huh. I think. Okay, so it's a duo. Fun fact. Of Roberto Carlos, who I think is more famous. Do I have that? No. So it's a duo of Roberto Carlos and Joe Lemos. I don't know. So last thing, we'll see what it means in Portuguese. And we'll move on from there. A learning experience for all involved. It means we read and should. I don't know what that means. We should read? Ugh. Well, nope. Okay. Moving on. We have a track from Canadian producer K. Catronata, and they keep not showing me the artist on this one. Okay. Canadian producer Catronata, Swedish group Little Dragon, with their track Bullets from the album 99.9, but it's the 2016 album. Enjoy. Bullets from Catronata and Little Dragon. Little Dragon, you may know. If you're familiar with Damon Albarn's group Gorillaz, we'll be listening to his other group Blur later in the show. But Little Dragon was very much involved in the production and creation of the excellent album Plastic Beach. It was their, I think that was their final tour, their final album in their last iteration before they went on a little hiatus, came back this past year with Humans. Not very good, but, you know, can't win them all. Right. Okay. So, that's Little Dragon. We now move on to a mostly Australian section of the show, which I could have planned out better, but whatever. This one will be from the brainchild of Tame Impala guitarist Jay Watson, his group Gum, and a single called The Blue Marble from an upcoming album. Oh, and it actually came out a couple weeks ago, The Underdog. But I've been listening to the single The Blue Marble from Jay Watson and Gum.
Thank you.
The Blue Marble from Gum, a 2018 single. I don't know. Is there more information to know about Gum? Well, okay. Yeah, nothing. There's nothing to know about this person. I don't know. He's Australian from Perth-ish area. There we go. Moving on to more Australians with Ballpark Music, who I've played on the show a long time ago, not for a good long while. A group from Brisbane. We're going to do their track, It's Nice to Be Alive, which, I mean, controversial statement from the boys. Let's see. Actually, there's some swear words. All right, I'll be careful. Okay, here we go. It's Nice to Be Alive from Ballpark Music. Ballpark Music with It's Nice to Be Alive. And that's all there is. They tend to do very well on the famous Triple J Hot 100. It's an Australian radio station run by the ABC, Australian Broadcasting Corporation, every year. You vote for the top 100 musicians or songs you feel, and there's a listing, and it's a whole big thing. And then for our final Australian artist of the night, we have the wonderful Courtney Barnett with a single that, listen here, just came out today. Only fresh or very stale tracks here on Shock Me Like an Electric Needle. Meanwhile, while I'm at it, quick reminder that you are, in fact, listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio East in Pennsylvania. This is, in fact, Shock Me Like an Electric Needle with me, your host, DJ Roomba. There, now, today's single, released April 19th, 2018, from Courtney Barnett, City Looks Pretty, from her upcoming album, Tell Me How You Really Feel, excuse me. Enjoy. City Looks Pretty from Courtney Barnett. Oh, you know, you best believe what happened. There we go.
Friends treat you.
City Looks Pretty from Courtney Barnett. Now we move on. And so, did forget to mention, the album comes out a month from yesterday, May 18th. Courtney Barnett releases her newest album following 2016, Sometimes I Sit and Think and Sometimes I Just Sit, preceded by two EPs, I've Got a Friend Called Something. Come on. I've Got a Friend Called Emily Ferris and How to Carve a Carrot into a Rose. And then there's, wait, no, because of the double EP that they named something else. Like, something about peas. Right? There's the song. A Sea of Split Peas. Thank you. Now, we take a quick hop east from Australia to New Zealand, where band Unknown Mortal Orchestra hails from. We're going to play a quick track, 2 minutes 2 seconds, from their 2015 album, Multi Love. Let's see. All right, let's give a quick listen to Like Acid Rain from Unknown Mortal Orchestra. Like Acid Rain from New Zealand group. Oh yeah, what's like the term for that? Like somebody from New Zealand, New Zealander group? Unknown Mortal Orchestra. Now we move on, of course, back to Brazil, to northeastern Brazil, where we listen to Javan. That's Djavan. Full name Javan Caetano Viana. So from the northeastern province of Brazil, with his track Flor de Lixe from his 1975 album A Voz e o Violão. Okay, Flor de Lixe.
Aconteceu, mas não sei o que fez tudo mudar de vez. Onde foi que eu errei? Eu só sei que amei, que amei, que amei, que amei. Será talvez que minha ilusão foi dar meu coração com toda a força pra essa moça me fazer feliz. Destino não quis me ver como raiz de uma flor de lis. E foi assim que eu vi nosso amor na poeira. beleza fria de Maria, e o meu jardim da vida ressecou, morreu do pé que brotou Maria, nem Margarida nasceu. Aconteceu, mas não sei o que fez tudo mudar de vez. Onde foi que eu errei? Eu só sei que amei, que amei, que amei, que amei. Será talvez que minha ilusão foi dar meu coração com toda a força pra essa moça me fazer feliz? E o destino não quis me ver como raiz de uma flor de lis. E foi assim que eu vi nosso amor na poeira, poeira, morto na beleza fria de Maria. E o meu jardim da vida ressecou, morreu do pé que brotou Maria, nem Margarida nasceu.
More Delish from Javan. Moving on, in what is somewhat of a cop-out, but at the same time, following by the rules set by myself. Set by myself? Yeah, that's correct. Okay. We're going to listen to a track from the 1995 album, The Great Escape, one of Blur's classic albums. We're going to listen to the track Country House 2012 Remastered Version. Blur, of course, being an English group, for those unfamiliar. Here is Country House.
My heart's not in it, I'm paying the price.
Country House from Blur. We're going to do something unprecedented here on the show. I'm going to play another song from the same artist, from the same album. Perhaps, in fact, partly as a service to my parents, because after the song, I will be discussing the meaning of the song as it relates to my international affairs class. Stay with me. It's going to be good. All right. We're going to listen to Blur, 1995 album, The Great Escape, the song Mr. Robinson's Quango. Enjoy. Well, that was, in fact, Mr. Robinson's Quango. Here we go. Okay. So, Quango stands for, it's an acronym that becomes a word. Here we go. Quasi-autonomous. So, quasi-autonomous non-governmental organization. Okay. NGOs play a big role in a lot of international affairs because of a process known as the boomerang effect, in which often in cases when a non-governmental organization is trying to bring about change, they often do so on behalf of a group that the government tends to not care about, or they would not benefit the government to go through with that. So in order to create those changes, they work through transnational advocacy networks, getting involved with other NGOs in other countries who get their governments to do something and may perhaps cause pressure in the UN, economic sanctions. This happened in Argentina with the Mothers of the Plaza de Mayo, where they knew their government would listen to them, so they went to America, other countries. Well, not America. America, I'm not going to get started, but I got other countries to impose economic sanctions, effectively bringing about the democratic Argentina we know today. So that's that. Then, but one of the risks that can happen that a non-governmental organization can get involved with the government, where they get more stable funding and the power that comes with being in the government, but at the same time losing some of their effectiveness because they become part of the thing that they were trying to change. Which look at that. Wow, sorry. Next up, we're going to have a track from the 1998 album. Wait, what? All right, where is it? Come on. Let me find this album. From Buena Vista Social Club's self-titled Buena Vista Social Club, Candela. It's a Cuban group of four very talented men who had their music careers largely ended by the beginning of the Castro regime in the 50s, but they continued to play some music without it being recorded. And then in the 90s, an American guitarist came, brought them to a recording studio, and brought about this album that became an unexpected commercial and award show hit. And we'll listen to one track closes out tonight. It's the track Candela, from Buena Vista Social Club.
Candela, candela, me quemo a él. Ay, candela, candela.
Candela, Buena Vista Social Club, the Cuban group. And in our fourth connection to Blur tonight, first being that Little Dragon collaborated with, or no, fourth Damon Albarn connection of tonight, excuse me. We had Little Dragon, who collabed with Gorillaz on their Plastic Beach album. We had two songs from Blur, Damon Albarn's original music group. And now we have Buena Vista Social Club. Now, you ask, how is this Cuban group related to Damon Albarn? Well, in fact, lead singer Ibrahim Ferrer got involved with the group, or got involved with Gorillaz and Damon Albarn for a track from, I believe, their debut album. It's the track Latin Simone, ¿Qué pasa contigo? Yes, from their self-titled 2001 album, Gorillaz. An excellent track, one of my favorites. Give it a listen if you get the chance. Latin Simone, ¿Qué pasa contigo? Now, with that, I leave you until next week at 10 p.m. here at WJRH. Quick reminder that you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been Shock Me Like an Electric Neil with me, your host, DJ Roomba. Thanks so much for tuning in. I will speak to you next week. Goodbye.